Well, good morning, everybody. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Nathan. I am one of the pastors here at the River. And today what I want to do is I want to offer you a brief walk through 1 Peter to help guide our heart posture. Because often in churches, especially in times where we have difficult topics to discuss, which often happens in transition seasons, instead of us being able to see what unites us, we can tend to get focused on what divides us. Yet Galatians says this: we are all children of God through faith in Christ Jesus. And all who have been united with Christ in baptism, what they've done is they put on Christ, like putting on new clothes, which means there is no longer Jews or Gentiles. There's no longer slave or free, or male or female. If we want to put it into contemporary context, there's no longer millennials and boomers. There's no longer Democrats and Republicans. There's no longer rich or poor. Instead, we are all one in Christ Jesus. Where Scripture repeatedly says we are to be of one heart and of one mind. Our personal preferences on topics can often pit us against each other. So what I want to do today is I just want to take time to refocus our hearts and help us remember what's truly important. It's that as different as we are, we come together here at the River because we are all one in Christ. Because if you think about it, man, God is so good to us. I mean, seriously, think about like how incredible it is that we have a God who loves all of us. Like a God who loves us so much that he sent Jesus for all of us. Because Jesus came, he died, he was raised from the dead. And because of that, we have all been given the opportunity for brand new life. And now we get to do something. We get to live with this great expectation and this hope because we have been given a priceless inheritance. It's one that's kept in heaven for us. And it's pure. It's beyond the reach of change and decay. And through our faith in Christ Jesus, God is protecting us by his power until that last day when our walk is complete, when our salvation is fully revealed for everybody to see. But that's a little bit in the future. What does it mean for today? What does being one in Christ mean for us right here, right now? Well, it means we get to live out our faith. We get to walk with Christ. So like right here, right now, we can be truly glad and we can celebrate the life that God is giving us together. Now, is that life perfect? No. We talked about that last week. Life brings us trials and difficulties and struggles. But even in the midst of those trials, we can remember that they are only for a little while, especially like when you're looking at the entirety of eternity. It's just for a little while. And we also have to remember those trials aren't meaningless. In fact, they actually show us that our faith is genuine. So if you think about it, it's a little bit like gold being refined in a fire. And if you're wearing something gold, I would invite you just take a second and look at it. Like, look at your ring, look at your necklace. That gold that you're looking at, it didn't come out like that. It wasn't shaped like that. It was full of impurities and gunk. So a goldsmith takes that gold, they place it into the fire, they melt it down to its core, and they remove what doesn't belong. And then they do it again and again and again until what remains is pure and it is ready to be displayed for all to see. And that's what God's doing in us. Through our trials as we walk together with Christ. And the thing is, our faith is way more precious than gold. Because we know everything in this world is temporary. But what God is doing in us as we walk through him, and that's the stuff that lasts forever. That's the stuff that brings praise and glory and honor to our God. Another thing that unites us is, I don't know about you, but I've actually never seen God. We haven't seen God. But we all trust him. And we are all here today worshiping him. And when we do that, something really cool happens. He begins to fill this room with a deep, inexpressible joy. And the reward of our faith in the unseen is the strengthening of our faith in God. And the crazy part is, the Bible actually says that the prophets of the Old Testament, they longed to understand the gift of salvation that we have today. They spoke about it, they prophesied about it, but they never got to see it fulfilled. But now, the good news of Jesus Christ has been announced to the world. So the thing that they looked forward to for thousands of years, it is here today for us and for us to share with others. So then how do we continue to walk together with Christ? Well, first and most obvious, we continue to put our hope fully in Christ, which means we're not putting our hope in ourselves. Then because of that hope, we prepare our minds for action. We exercise self-control. We try to live as obedient children to our Father. I mean, really, we just try not to slip back into those old ways of how we used to live, the ways that we're driven by our selfish desires and our personal preferences. Because at that point, we didn't really know any better. But we do now. So we get rid of all that deceit and the hypocrisies, the jealousies, the selfishness, the unkind speech. And instead, we crave something different. We crave that spiritual milk. That milk that helps us grow. We long for what is pure and what is good and what draws us deeper into our faith and life that God has given. Why? Because once we've tasted God's goodness, his kindness, his grace, and we don't want to go back. So we as Christians pursue something different. We pursue holiness. Holiness in everything we do. Because God says in Leviticus 19:2, you must be holy because I'm holy. Fortunately, we don't have to do it alone. Our God walks with us as we navigate this completely chaotic world because we're temporary residents. We are exiles that are just longing to be at home with our Father. Finally, as we reflect on what unifies us, something we have to remember is that the cost that it took for us to become one in Christ, God paid a ransom. He paid a ransom to bring us back to him. And it wasn't rubies, it wasn't gold, it wasn't silver. No, our ransom was paid with the precious blood of Christ, the sinless, spotless Lamb of God. Therefore, it is in and through Christ alone that we can come to God. And because of that sacrifice, we've been changed. We have been cleansed of our sins. We have been made new, which means now we are called to live differently, and not just towards God, but towards each other. We are called to love each other as brothers and sisters in Christ. And not casually, by the way. The Bible says we are to love each other deeply with all of our hearts. And in doing so, we can show the world that we are one in Christ. And I know, like, I completely get it that so often we have these little hills that we want to die on. But Isaiah reminds us this. People are like grass. The beauty fades as quickly as the flowers in the field. The grass withers, the flowers fade, but beneath the breath of the Lord. And so it is with us. One more time. The grass will wither and the flowers will fade. But what stands forever? The word of our God. So as we walk forward together into the future God has for the river, we need to remember we are brothers and sisters. Brothers and sisters who have been ransomed by the same blood, We have been saved by the same grace, and we have been given the same eternal inheritance. So no matter how different our perspectives may be, we need to keep our hearts focused on what matters most, that we are all one in Christ. Let's pray. God, we come before you as a church asking for the right heart posture. Help us see what is temporary and what is eternal. Don't let us focus on the things that pull us apart, but let us focus on the one that brings us together. God, keep us grounded in what we're here for. As we move forward, just shape the way that we think, the way we speak, and the way we respond to one another. Help us to be a people who not only hold on to your truth, but who live it out and share it with others so that they might come to know you too. Thank you for the hope that we have in you. A hope that is steady, is secure, and it is eternal. God, you are good. You are so good. Thank you for who you are, and thank you for what you do. And I pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.